Can you tell us about getting together with the team this morning? What's it been like?
You know, it's kind of emotional. You know, a lot of guys are still holding their heads down a little bit from the game, but you know, we're still proud of each other around in this locker room. You know, we faced a lot of adversity this year. You know, we stayed together as a team. You know, no one really, you know, came down and pointed each other out. We stuck together, and you know, we made a hell of a run.
That what you're most proud of, the resiliency of the squad?
Yeah, man. A lot of people counted us out early in the season. We were 4-6. No one believed that we would run the tables, and we actually did it. And that showed a lot about this group. And, you know, it didn't end how we wanted it to end, but, you know, we fought hard, and, you know, we came up short this year.
What do you say about the guy next year, and how much do you want him back to
you? I need him back. You know, he's a great player, man. He's available at all times. He competes. He can play all positions. You know, I've never seen him complain, quit. You know, give up. You know, his effort is unbelievable. He's very talented, a guy that I watched, you know, since I've been here. You know, it's a guy that I had to compete with in order to get this starting spot that I have now. And, you know, it's still amazing to see him play each and every week. And I would definitely love him back.
Is his versatility the most amazing part about him, just the ability to do everything?
Yeah, man. You know, he's one of a kind. I don't think you can find guys like that. You know, he came from a great program in college as well. So, you know, just to have a guy like Mike on my squad, man, and, you know, him being my locker mate, man, it was definitely a great fun 3 years, and, you know, I'd definitely love to have him back.
What do you think this team needs in the offseason to take that extra step next year?
Just got to find a way, man, to start early, you know, finishing. Man, you know, the team's not going to be the same as it was this year as next year. So, you know, we have a different squad, a different unit, and, you know, we just have to, you know, put pieces together and, you know, find the weaknesses that we didn't have this year and, you know, grow from that and move on.
Aaron said reload. Do you agree with just the matter of just kind of reloading and going for it next year?
Let me tell you something. When you have a guy like Aaron Rodgers on your team, man, you have to take advantage of it. You have one of the best quarterbacks in the game, you know, making amazing throws, winning ball games for us, man. You have to take advantage of this window. So any guy that comes into this team and comes on this team, man, I just tell him, you know, take advantage of your opportunity. You know, you have a great quarterback like A-Rod. You don't find that in this league. You know, we can win 10 games with him by himself. And, you know, I'm just glad to be a part of this unit with him.